Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We're back on a Teaser Tuesday on the show. If you're new here, I do teasers every single week. And what you do is you get 6 points in your favor. I try to tease short dogs who I think that can win outright. And so you get, like, say, a 3-point dog, and you go through the key numbers of, you know, 3, you get 6, you get 7, all the way up to 9 points. Some weeks are easier than others, but PJ Glasser in for Jinx, I should say that. PJ, this week was tough. Like, usually I do one glance through the slate, and, like, I'll add them, you know, to the card, and I'm like, okay, that's a good one. That's a for sure. And you go down the slate, and you make your initial read, but this week I had to go through, like, 3 times. Like, I had to add teams that I did not love on the first glance, simply because, like, somebody had to be in the teaser. But PSA, this is not my favorite week for teasers in the NFL.
You know, I agree. And my initial thought was, like, it might be the kind of week to tease down, because we have, like, 3 or 4 games where the spread is, like, 6.5, 7, 7.5, and you tease those teams down, but there are probably going to be a couple upsets. So, you know, like, the Packers are -6.5 against the Vikings, so you tease them down. The Rams are 6.5 at home against the Bucks, you tease them down. But I don't know, you know, the way the Packers are playing right now, and it's just divisional game, that scares me. And then the Bucks is a big dog like that with Baker, that would scare me too. So I'm with you. And then there aren't a lot of dogs where I'm like, I want to tease them up, because it feels like they could be games where, like, if the favorite covers, they could just blow them out. So I agree with you, Chelsea. So this is a tough week. I'm interested to see the 3 teams that you decided to roll with, because I don't know. Usually I like putting together a teaser every week as well. I just don't know if I'm going to do that this week. It's not. Honestly, I don't love the board this week in the NFL with the spreads themselves. I don't really like too many teasers either.
I think the bottom line is just there's not that many teams you can trust in the NFL. Right? Like, hasn't that been the theme of this week? Is that we've been trying to find, like, who's in the circle of trust? So you look at the board and you're like, okay, who do I trust in, you know, for my teaser? And it just feels like there's very few teams. Even, like, some of the bad teams in the NFL, you can't trust them to be bad because they have such a wide array of outcomes. Like, we were talking about the Jaguars, where it feels like the Jags either get, like, blown out by 20 or they score, like, 35 points. Like, there's no in between. And, like, I made the mistake of putting the Falcons in a teaser once, and they lost by 30 to the Panthers. So, like, some of those teams, I can't trust them to do anything, because, like, for me, betting is who can you trust to be one thing? They either need to be really bad, and you can trust that they're going to be bad every single week, or they need to be really good, and you can trust that they can be really good every single week. And it just feels like we have very few teams that kind of fit that mold. So that's why teasers have been tough. And, PJ, it's usually one team that ruins it for me. Last week it was the Bucks. I had the Bucks +11.5 against the Bills in my teaser. Seahawks +8.5, that was a winner. They kept it close with the Rams, Ravens minus 2.5 over the Browns. That was a winner. So it was the Bucks that lost it for me, and they lost 44-32. So, like, that one was close. And it did feel like that was a winning leg for most of the game because Josh Allen didn't really decide to go off till the fourth quarter. So it's always somebody. That's why teasers are hard, because it's basically like a parlay, and, you know, somebody is going to ruin it. So that's why I always say, who ruins my teaser? Because it's usually somebody.
That was tough. Like you said, that Bucks game, they were pretty much covering the 5.5 for a majority of the game. So for them to not even cover that bet, and let alone your teaser, and you're off by a point, that's tough. So the Ravens-Browns game we were talking about last week, and I told you I that game, you know, made me nervous. I thought Cleveland would play him tough. The Ravens win, but I didn't know by how many. So that was a good one to get that home. And then the Seahawks, I mean, they should have won that game. Darnold threw 4 interceptions, and they still had a chance to win it at the end. So that was a good call there with Seattle. They are just such a good road team. Their defense is so good. I mean, if they're ever a dog on the road, I think teasing them up is always a good move moving forward.
Yeah, I think the one lesson that maybe I should learn moving forward from that Bucks-Bills game is that don't tease against favorites that are capable of scoring 40 points. Because I already did this with the Lions. Like, I don't ever tease against the Lions just because their offense is so explosive that they're fully capable of putting up a 40 spot. So, obviously, points at a premium, you know, you need to keep have a team to keep it relatively close. There is certainly blowout potential with some of these high-octane offenses. And now I'm learning that obviously the Bills are one of those. I just thought the Bucks would keep it a little bit closer. All right, so it's time to see who ruins my teaser this week as we play Teaser Tuesday.
Chelsea is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Such a teaser.
All right, so I've already prefaced this by saying that it's a tough week for teasers. At least that's what I thought on my initial glance. But I'll say this, PJ. Sometimes the bets that you really love are the ones that lose, and sometimes bets that you don't even feel that great about, they're the winner ones. So we'll see how this one fares. So I'm going to give you my legs. We're going to start with a team that's looked like one of the best bets in the NFL, one of the best teams in the NFL so far this season. Going to go the Patriots. So the line over at BetMGM's Patriots laying 7.5 on the road at the Bengals. So you tease that down to the Patriots laying 8.5 on the road. I don't know what else the Patriots have to do to prove it to us that they're a good team. Plus the Bengals, you know, dealing with all kinds of things. Jamar Chase suspended for this game. So I think they're going to have a tough time going against that Patriots defense. Next up, we're going to go the Colts +3. So that's the initial line. So we tease it all the way up to Colts +9. This is going to be a real litmus test for the Colts to see if they're truly a contender in the NFL. And they have played some good teams. Maybe I'm being a little mean on the Colts. But they have all these great numbers. We know the Chiefs tend to play in close games. But also the Chiefs are a team that, of course, you know, have great weapons, and it's not going to shock me if occasionally they have a blowout game. But we're going to go Colts plus 9. And then finally, I don't think there's going to be many points scored in this game. There is a reason that the total is 37 between these two god-awful offenses. So I'm going to go Browns plus 9 at the Raiders. Don't know if you tuned in to see the Raiders offense last night, but boy, was it terrible. And honestly, I don't think it's going to get better when you're facing a Browns defense that is pretty damn good. So I'm going to go Browns plus 9. So PJ, here's the teaser. Patriots minus 1.5 over the Bengals. Colts plus 9 against the Chiefs. Browns plus 9 on the road at the Raiders. Who ruins my teaser?
I think it's going to be the Indianapolis Colts. That would be the leg that worries me the most, because the Chiefs this season, all 5 of their wins have been by 13 or more points. So when they've won, they've actually won pretty convincing, and they've won by double digits. And of their 5 losses, all of them have been by one possession. We talk about how great the Chiefs have been forever in these one-score games. They're 0-5 this year in one-score games. 3 of those losses have come by 3 points. So I never do this, and I know it's frowned upon. I like the game, but I would actually flip it and go Chiefs plus 3. Because I like them to win, but I think at the chance that they lose, you get them at the key number at 3, and it feels like when the Chiefs lose, they lose by 3, like they did against Denver on Sunday. So, I don't know, backs against the wall. The Colts, you know, we talked about them yesterday as being a fraudulent team. That just feels like a game where Daniel Jones is going to struggle against Spags. And again, like the Chiefs, they have not been good in one-score games, so I think the sense of urgency for them to step on the gas and try and blow out Indy is certainly going to be there. But if they lose, like, it's going to be close. They're not going to get blown out by the Colts. So I like the game, and it's something I never do, but I actually kind of think teasing the Chiefs through 0 and making them plus 3 would be the way that I go. I like your Patriots leg, and I like the Browns as well. Again, offense going to be tough to come by in the Raiders and Browns game. That Browns defense is excellent, so they should keep within the number. And then especially without Ja'Marr Chase, I mean, the only chance the Bengals had in that game was to outscore New England, and they're going to have a tough time doing that without one of the top wide receivers in the NFL. So Pat's leg I like, Browns leg I like, but I'd make the Chiefs plus 3. So what do you think? Even though I know it's frowned upon, can I convince you to flip the Colts plus 9 to Chiefs plus 3?
No, you may not. And okay. I feel like not only is it frowned upon, gambling Twitter would throw tomatoes at you, PJ. Or at least they'd throw tomatoes at me if I tease through 0. Honestly, I think if that's your read, just play the Chiefs. You know, like, don't put it in a teaser. Just play the Chiefs, you know, minus 3. Like, you know, obviously it's still at a key number. But if that's your read there, I think you just, you know, play that game by itself. Because not everything is a good teaser leg. I do think there are some other candidates. Like, let me throw you these 2 honorable mention bets. And I think you mentioned them when we were talking about this. So instead of the Colts, you could replace that game with either the Steelers plus 9 against the Bears or the Packers laying a half point at home against the Vikings. Would you trade either of those? And which one would it be?
Yeah, it would be the Steelers. I like that one as well at plus 9. I mean, look, the Bears, they're 7-3. They're obviously having a great season, but I mean, every team they've beaten is not a good team, and they're not winning these games convincingly. All these games are close. They beat Dallas by 17, but since then, they beat the Raiders by 1, Commanders by 1, Bengals by 5, Giants by 4, Vikings by 2. Like, every Bears game is close. It comes down to the wire. And with the Steelers needing that one, you know, it just feels like a kind of game that's going to come right down to the wire. So I think that's a close game, even with Mason Rudolph in there between those two teams. I think Steelers plus 9 is a good look. So if I were to make a teaser this week when you were going through your team, Steelers plus 3 would have been one of my top choices. Or Steelers plus 9, yeah.
I think what scares me about the Steelers and Mason Rudolph is that Mason Rudolph is a good backup quarterback, but I think the situation needs to be better. Because, like, the Steelers' defense has not been trustworthy this year. Like, it's wild. They have all these big names, but, like, the defense has not kept them in games. In fact, it's lost them games. So I think you get a backup quarterback and a defense that I don't trust, like, that's not a great recipe for success. But I do agree with you in that there's going to be a regression for the Bears. So, like, maybe that's where the +9 comes in. Because, again, Steelers don't have to win the game. They just need to keep it close. What about the Packers? Like, why do I feel so iffy about them just winning a game at home over the Vikings? Is that crazy?
Divisional matchup, and, I mean, they lost at home to the Panthers, right? It's 14-point favorites. So, I mean, and then we saw them against the Eagles. That was 10-7. Their offense, yeah, I'm with you. I just get a funny feeling about that game. They should win, but I wouldn't touch the Packers.
All right, after the break, our big takeaways from last night's Cowboys rout over the Raiders. It's next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.